The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Wow, this has been an interesting day, and it's only getting interestinger. Something like that. It's only getting better. Welcome back, everybody. Fantasy Football Today here. It's 4:23 p.m. Eastern.
What a day.
I think this is so fun. I mean, from a work standpoint, right? I mean, this is a blast for me. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. Writing 700 stories has been a blast.
Well, I don't have to do that. But just players' values changing, and this is what it's all about. But how about this? Five of the top seven running backs in ADP from last year, Fantasy Pros PPR ADP, probably will be on another team next year. Eckler, Barkley, Pollard, Jacobs, Derrick Henry. They were all top seven. And those five, assuming Eckler and Henry end up on a different team, will be on new teams.
Seems like it now. I mean, I don't think Henry's going back to the Titans.
They've already ruled him out.
The Chargers have their guy.
Chargers.
Me.
No, they don't have their guy. Gus Edwards going to the Chargers. That's just happening. I mean, since we started doing a mic check, two or three things have happened. So it's been wild. Let's play value up, down, or the same. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Value up, down, or the same?
Same.
I kept it as the same, but he was not a top 12 quarterback to begin with.
If he's healthy and takes the first snap in training camp, he might be 12 for me.
Same as what, though? Same as what he was a week ago?
Yeah.
Same as the perception, morning. Not the same as how he finished.
Okay. Not as good as it would have been if you were on Minnesota, right?
Correct.
No, I mean, I think it's the same.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's stepping into a situation with a similar play caller, come from the same tree, from Sean McVay's tree. He's stepping into great weapons around him. Obviously unproven in Atlanta by comparison to Minnesota, but I think an easier division to play in, and the potential to still continue to put up good numbers.
Zach. Easier division I can buy into. Receiving core being even close to the same, I cannot buy into that. He had an awesome group in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think he's going to have an awesome group in Atlanta because of what he's going to be.
Good group. I don't think it'll be. It's nothing like what he had in Minnesota.
Well, from a pedigree standpoint, it's better.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's true.
From the eyeball test and from what we've seen from these players over the
past. Yeah, but you're talking about an eyeball test of those guys playing with crappy quarterbacks. Let's see what those guys look like with Jaren Hall starting 17 games.
Yeah, sure. It's a fair point.
Well, all right. But no matter how good Drake London is, he's not Justin Jefferson.
He won't be Justin Jefferson, but he was expected to be better than Justin Jefferson based on how he was drafted.
he was drafted higher. When he was drafted, I don't think he was expected to be better than what Justin Jefferson had already become.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know, they're not going to throw as much as the Vikings because basically nobody does. But, you know, I feel like caught up in the euphoria of the Falcons finally getting a quarterback and Cousins getting almost $100 million guaranteed. I saw 100, then I saw 90, but 4 years, big deal. He's 36 years old coming off a torn Achilles. Are we sort of overlooking it, or he'll be 36 in August? I don't know what the Achilles injury means for a quarterback. I mean, we don't really know. But
no, they can usually come back from that injury. It's not like Kirk Cousins is known for his rushing or explosiveness.
I know.
He'll be as long as he recovers in time, he'll be fine. But this deal was great for his bank account. I don't know if it's as good for
him. Oh, he was getting paid no matter where he was going.
Yeah, I know. $100 million guaranteed, 4 more years in the league.
It feels like Minnesota is stuck right now. Like if I'm the Vikings, like I'm trying anything possible to move up in the draft from 11.
Oh yeah. Josh Jacobs to Green Bay, value up, down, or the same?
Up.
Up.
And as soon as Aaron Jones got cut, it was up.
Right, that was the second part. Aaron Jones released by the Packers. Before he got released, it was really looking like whoa, this is a horrible day for running backs. But that was okay.
He's the biggest winner.
Yes.
Hold on, we're not at that segment yet. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles, value up, down, or the same?
Slightly down.
Yeah, down a smidge is what I was going to say.
Who do you like better, Barkley or Jacobs?
Jacobs.
I like Jacobs better than Barkley.
Tony Pollard to the Titans, value up, down, or the same?
Down.
Up a little.
DeAndre Swift to the Bears.
Same.
Down a little.
Did you know that the Bears, by PFF and ESPN run block win rate, they have a top five run blocking unit? Like they are a good offensive line. It's not that big of a downgrade leaving the Eagles to go to the Bears, according to those two metrics. Devin Singletary to the Giants. Yeah! Up, down, and the same.
Are you going on the season ticket waiting list?
I work Sundays, or I would.
You're in line to see Daniel Jones and Devin Singletary in the same backfield against the Cowboys and Eagles defenses.
Mm-hmm. Hooray.
I'm going to say same.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to add somebody. He'll end up being about the same.
He has led his team in rushing all 5 years of his career. Buffalo 4 times and Houston once. He has yet to get to 900 yards. 898 yards was a career high last season.
Wow, can we be backing on Damian Pierce? They don't sign anybody?
No.
All right, here's the one. If things stay as they are, would you rather have Damian Pierce or Devin Singletary?
If things stay as they are, Pierce.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Antonio Gibson to the Patriots.
Pass on both.
Oh, no. Okay. Antonio Gibson to the Patriots. And then after this, I have to get up for a second. I'll tell you why, but go ahead. I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. You don't have to announce it.
I don't have to. I'm good.
Are you just going to the part of the podcast where everybody's going to get up to go to the bathroom because we're going to talk about Antonio Gibson?
No, I mean, value up, down to the same for him.
Gibson, the Patriots?
Yeah.
Same.
Same.
And then finally, now I have to get up to get the magic eight ball because Gabe Davis is going to the Jaguars.
Your magic eight ball's in the bathroom?
No, it's right over here. I wasn't going to the bathroom. I just had to get up. Yeah. I made before the show. okay. Magic 8 ball. Gabe Davis to the Jaguars. Is this good for Gabe Davis?
Yes.
He's asking the 8 ball.
So it shall be, says the 8 ball. What do you think? Number 3, is he a number 3, number 4 receiver? Well, it's incomplete. We got to see what happens with Ridley, right?
Yes.
If Ridley comes back and Davis is replacing Zay Jones, it's great. I wouldn't want Gabe Davis on my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to want Gabe Davis on my fantasy team if Ridley doesn't come back either.
All right, we still have Eckler and Henry still out there. But most
one of the big ones. It's Eckler, Henry, Marquise Brown.
Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
And the Justin Fields trade.
Joe Flacco.
And the Justin Fields trade, right. It's been an eventful day. So real quick, I just want to tell you about our new basketball.
Oh, now Aaron Jones.
Our new right, yeah, that's true. He finished strong. He's old, but he finished very strong.
And T. Higgins trade too.
T. Higgins is, yes, T. Higgins, that's another item we have to get to. T. Higgins requesting a trade, perhaps just kind of will give them, light a little fire under them to give them a long-term deal. All right, we would like to extend a warm welcome to the newest podcast in our CBS Sports family, and it's basketball time, college basketball. Oh, we are going to have a bracket challenge, by the way, so get ready for that. But Beyond the Arc is an NBA podcast with hosts John Gonzalez, Bill Ryder, and Ashley Nicole Moss. Regular appearances from NBA champion Avery Johnson. It's a daily NBA discussion on Beyond the Arc. Download and follow Beyond the Arc wherever you find this podcast. All right, let's do the biggest winners and losers of the day. I don't know if you want to, if you'd like to include Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy, all that stuff, feel free.
Oh, yeah, huge winners right there.
Well, I mean, Pickens and, I mean those news items, feel free. But who's the biggest winner so far in free agency?
We mentioned
the big name guys is Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, Jacobs going to Green Bay. Be the lead back there, theoretically have the exact same role that he had in Las Vegas, but it'll be in Green Bay. And in an offense that's young and a lot of firepower, not going to see as many stacked boxes. He's been dominant near the goal line. That's a problem that the Packers have had the past couple of years with their running backs and really overall. And so he fits a need for them on top of basically being in the same type of skill set as Aaron Jones. And he's 20 pounds stronger. And he's 3 years younger. I think he's a huge winner. It wouldn't surprise me if you saw him go late round one in non-PPR and round two in half and full PPR.
I'll go different. I'll just say somebody different and say Drake London. I mean, obviously, Cousins has had great production from his number one receiver. I looked at it earlier. Since going to Minnesota, he got 2 years. This is just at least 14 and a half PPR points. So he got 2 years of that from Stephon Diggs, 1 year of that from Adam Thielen, and 4 years of that from Justin Jefferson. And so London, you know, I think we'll be somewhere in between that of what Jefferson's high-end performance was, which I think his best year was 21 and a half PPR points, and Diggs in the low end of that, which was 14 and a half. So that's from 2018 on. And so London has now the chance. He has 11 games in 33. He has 11 of 33 games with just 13 PPR points in his career, Drake London. So I think he's going to get closer to 15 PPR points per game. And will be a borderline number one receiver.
13 or more, you're saying?
At least 13 PPR points, yes.
And in a third of his games. Yeah, that's true. He should be better than that with Cousins.
All right, who would you rather
have? I don't think he'll be as good as Justin Jefferson. Or no. Close to that.
No. And you know, right now, I don't know if Justin Jefferson is wide receiver what for you guys, by the way?
Right now, he is wide receiver 3 for me.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So who would you rather have? Which combo would you rather have? Bijan Robinson and DK Metcalf or Josh Jacobs and Drake London?
The Bijan and Metcalf.
Who would you rather have, Metcalf or London?
London.
I think London might make more sense.
Okay, so that's I'm giving you the better receiver and worst running back because you're taking Bijan over Jacobs, right?
Correct.
I mean, look, I'm trying to find angles here. Cousins, if I had to describe Kirk Cousins, he's been a starter for 9 years. I think the best thing about him is he doesn't necessarily have a tendency. He throws to his best players, and I like that about him. But he has only had one season where he's been higher than 16th in running back target rate. Throws a lot to his wide receivers. If he has a good tight end, he'll throw a lot to his tight ends. Jordan Reed, TJ Hawkinson, for example. Hasn't really thrown a lot to his running back except for one season.
In his time with Minnesota, 3 seasons for Dalvin Cook with at least 40 receptions. So 1 year over 50.
Good.
So and that's with Dalvin missing time. So I don't know what it would be on a per-catch basis, game by game.
Yeah.
So Bijan, I think, will be fine. I think 50 catches as well within the – remember, so – to go back to which receiving core is better, there's no significant number two wide receiver in Atlanta right now. And so that is a big plus for Bijan.
Yeah. Well, there's Pitts, but
no, yeah. I'm talking about receiver. Yeah, like yeah. There's a number one receiver, there's a legit tight end, and there's a pass catching running back that has easy 50 catch potential.
Okay. As far as Jacobs and London go, How concerned are you about the season that Josh Jacobs just had?
What do you mean, in terms of...
I mean, he sucked. He averaged 3.5 yards per carry. He is coming off a season. He's been in the league for 5 years. He's been a workhorse every year of his career, and he's been per game top 12 in PPR one time. He's been top 15 four times, but he's usually around 14, 15, something like that. And then
around 14.
He PPR was points per the game. Best running back in fantasy, arguably, in 2023. I think 2022 rather. I think he was third per game in full PPR, second per game in non-PPR. But that has been the big outlier for him. So you say he might go at the end of round one. You know, it might. I think it's probably round two, right? Like ADP?
I mean, he's not a round one pick for me, no.
Tell me why he should be a round two pick when he's finished top 12 per game once in his career. Like I said, top 15 four times in his career. Does not have a single receiving touchdown in his entire career, which is weird. But tell me why Josh Jacobs should be a second round pick.
Good player with great opportunity and a good offense. It starts right there. There aren't a lot of guys that are like this left at running back in the league. And I think he's going to have that opportunity even if the Packers draft a running back. Say they take a guy in round three. I think it'll be fine. I think that secondary back will get 8 to 11 touches per game. Jacobs gets the rest. It just makes all the sense in the world that if they're going to sign him and they're going to pay him, theoretically, I don't know what the contract is, but it's got to be more than Swift. It's got to be more than Pollard. I think he's going to end up being a big-time factor for the Packers. He's a good fit for their scheme. I think that offensive line has room to get better. I think he's going to be just fine. And I think he'll be somewhere between like 14.5 and 15.5 PPR points per game. I can't take him over the elite receivers. And maybe even like where I get hung up is like Chris Olave versus Josh Jacobs. I'm going to take him over Devontae Adams. I think that's pretty easy. Other wide receivers that are in that 15 PPR range, I might take that type of receiver because I think they'll get more catches, obviously, than Jacobs will. I do think that Jacobs is in a really good spot. I think he can find a lot of touchdowns. As long as he stays healthy, he's a candidate to get over 1,500 total yards. Hard to find those guys in round two.
Rashee Rice or Josh Jacobs?
I think Rice is going to get company in Kansas City. I'll take Jacobs.
Yeah, I would take Jacobs. Jacobs is definitely a round two pick. I mean, you know, as Dave just laid it out for you, but it's like, you know, you go back to some of the drafts that we've done already, not that that's the best barometer, but, you know, when you start comparing him to Isaiah Pacheco and Barkley now and James Cook and Rashad White and, you know, these other guys, like even I think you can make a case, you know, him versus Jahmyr Gibbs, knowing that Gibbs has David Montgomery to compete with. You know, so I would probably lean, at least right now, Kyren Williams over Jacobs, depending on what happens there, even though Jacobs is a better talent. But Kyren's in, I think, still a better situation. But that's kind of the comp, you know. So he's not going to go, I think, past top 15 overall, but he'll be a round two pick for me.
Okay. Josh Jacobs has 197 catches in his career, not a single touchdown. And he has, this is unbelievable to me, 9 catches on third down. That is not a third
he
down.
He wasn't guy. Used on third down. I know. Seasons like that and that just makes his workload all the more like crazy. I think I'm not sure about 2022. I know last year it was Abdullah.
No, he wasn't the third down back in 2022 either. So, right.
But yeah. And that was the big breakout year for him, 19 PPR points per game, and he still didn't play third downs.
Are you pushing?
I'd be mildly surprised if the Packers didn't play him on third downs.
Are you going to push? Drake London up to the Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, assuming he's on the Bengals, Jalen Waddle group.
Yes, for sure.
Ahead, same as?
I would take him over Devontae Smith. I probably would take him right after Waddle and Higgins.
Okay. Dave, what are you thinking there?
It's going to be a mix. I've got Smith ahead of him. I'm debating him versus Pittman. I might take him over Pittman. I just think the quarterback is too big of a difference maker there.
If Cousins is healthy, I'm going to be very bullish on Drake
London. Top 50 pick?
Year three. Top what?
Top 50.
Oh, easily. Top 36 for me.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. There's not much to say. I don't think we know how good Drake London can be. That's the bottom line.
Right.
We just have no idea.
I mean, his quarterbacks have been so bad. He was in a run-centric system. Like, everything was just working against him. And so he's going to be a target hog for a quarterback that's done wonders for guys like this.
doesn't do anything after the catch. I don't know if that should bother.
We don't know that, though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his catches are...
He's one of the worst.
Yeah, I know. But he ran a lot of hitch routes, comeback routes, dig routes. Like, and he's not like... He's explosive, but he's also 6'4", so he's explosive for a guy his size. Yeah. And so he'll get caught plenty of times. Yeah. But physical, rangy type of receiver that can line up anywhere, definitely getting an upgrade in targets.
What I should say is that he hasn't done much after the catch. Again, don't know if that will change. But he isn't, like, he's not a burner, but he's terrific. Makes a lot of contested catches, gets open. Yeah. People love Drake London. It's exciting. It's exciting for him. All right, let's take a break. We have a lot more players to talk about here. I don't even know who's your favorite Titans running back. We'll find out after this break on Fantasy Football Today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's see what we got.
Jacobs was 4 years, $48 million, according to Rappaport and Pelissero.
Nice. Do we know how much is guaranteed?
Does not say.
Okay. Justina Anderson is saying that the Commanders and Raiders have made preliminary inquiries on Austin Eckler, per source. So we're following that. Who's the biggest loser? Jacobs and London were the biggest winners today. Who's the biggest loser, fellas?
I mean, Aaron Jones is obvious. Lost his job.
But he could end up in a place where he's... Yeah, Tajay right Spears he's a is a loser, right?
Who?
Tajay Spears.
Yeah. It sucks for him. You know, that I think we had some hope that there was a chance he could be the lead guy there. In some committee, but the lead guy. And I think the contract... and compensation to Tony Pollard suggests he's going to come in as the lead guy. Homecoming for Pollard, by the way. He grew up in Memphis, born in Memphis, and went to Memphis. So that's a cool story. It feels like the Vikings across the board, you know, I mean, losing the chance at, you know, it felt as if, and maybe we have Thomas jump on here if you want, you know, losing Cousins and not having, for whatever it's worth, the fallback options of Russell Wilson or even a Mac Jones, you know, what can they get in the draft at 11? I hope somebody good, because there's so much to love about this offense, though. You know, between the play caller and the weapons, you hope the right quarterback goes there. It'd be very surprising if the Bears trade Justin Fields to the Vikings.
Oh, man, it is hard to have Jefferson at wide receiver one or number one overall, which you guys don't. I think you said you have him third. But I'm sure a lot of people would have him one, maybe not the majority.
Well, as Thomas pointed out in our chat, he did do well with Nick Mullins. You know, so a guy that's going to throw some, you know, jump balls and just give him an opportunity to go make plays, he's certainly capable of doing that. So, you know, there's still that potential. But, you know, those type of quarterbacks get figured out quickly. And it's easy to sort of try and take away the best of what Jefferson does, if that's possible. But, you know, that's what teams will try to do. So, you know, I'm trying to think if there's another quarterback that's potentially – a trade chip that will still keep Jefferson afloat, you know, like the Jacoby Brissett's of the world. Not
what
that
about
that's the
Minshew?
Guy. Thinking about. Huh?
Minshew.
Minshew. Yeah. Same type of guy.
Yeah.
They were saying on Twitter, Sam Darnold could be an option too. Okay. And obviously I don't like that for reality, but he would probably be okay for fantasy purposes. Like he was all right. Or JJ was all right with Mullins as quarterback. So.
Yeah. Well, Mullins was crazy. Like Mullins threw for a ton of yards. But he played one game with Josh Dobbs and he was terrible. I remember that a couple years ago he played a game without Cousins on like a Sunday night game.
Yeah, Sean Mannen, he's
right.
Awful.
And Jefferson was terrible. So We talked about this a lot last year. These wide receivers, they're not necessarily quarterback proof. If you look at Justin Fields and what DJ Moore did with Tyson Bagent, for example, there's often a downgrade with the backup. But
I think the difference is like scheming for Justin Jefferson than DJ Moore. I feel like it's kind of been proven over the course with Kevin O'Connell that he can get it done. And I know it was with Josh Dobbs, like he's not a passer. So I would, you know, I would Azerstat that and take that away.
It's also a in-season replacement as opposed to full-season replacement, you know. So
yeah, for sure.
Training camp and all those things, you know, that's a big difference than, hey, you're being thrown in an injury replacement in-game and then having to, you know, be the guy for a couple weeks. That's tough.
But you know what, Schaefer? There was that one time where Jefferson really struggled. Was that playoff game against the Giants? 7 catches, 47 yards on 9 targets.
Presence isn't there anymore. So,
all right. Any other losers? So yeah. How do you feel about Spears and Pollard, and when they should be drafted right now?
I mean, there's an offensive line that's clearly still a work in progress. They did just agree to terms with Lloyd Cushenberry today, center from the Broncos. Our Jonathan Jones broke that news. So we'll see, you know, how that continues to, you know, unfold for them. But full year of Will Levis, obviously new system in place with Brian Callahan. His dad is going to retool that offensive line and make it better just based on scheme alone. So that's huge. But, you know, if you look at Pollard and you break the season in half and take him on his word that he says he felt better from week 11 on coming back from the broken leg, 4 of his final 6 games in the regular season, I think it was 15 or more PPR points over that span. So being healthy, it could be a, you know, a big factor for him. He'll be 27, 26 right now. He's still the better of the two if you're looking at it from who's going to get the workload. I'm still going to draft a lot of Tyjae Spears just because I think he'll get enough opportunities in a shared situation that, you know, you might get the lottery ticket if something happens to Pollard, but you have to be patient with him. But I think round 5 is probably the right spot for Pollard, you know, just based on how running backs will probably get drafted. He'll be a back end, you know, around 20th, you know, number 2 running back. And again, Spears will be somebody that, you know, you take in that round 8, round 9 range if you're looking for upside.
Mm. I'm so high on Tyjae Spears. I mean, I was. I just think he's so damn good that, Dave, I think I'd rather wait. Because I don't know. I just don't see how Pollard could be great, you know, with this team.
And what I think
Minshew
could end
to
up
the Raiders,
happening.
By the way.
Minshew to the Raiders?
Yep.
Oy, wow.
Let's get Heath on. So my hunch is that Pollard will still be the lead back there, but they can mix and match those two. Just because Spears was the third down back last year doesn't mean that he has to be the third down back again this year. Both these guys can catch. Both these guys, when they're healthy, can move well, avoid tackles well. I kind of agree. I think that if Tyjae Spears is going a couple of rounds after Pollard, I think he's the one I'd rather have as well.
It's actually a pretty big deal, Minshew to the Raiders. We'll talk about that in a little bit. How about DeAndre Swift? So DeAndre Swift going to the Chicago Bears, as I mentioned, very good offensive line, at least in terms of run blocking. And he's been a very productive running back. Just give you his numbers. Swift. Whatever. Who cares? He was like,
I think
okay,
he was one season with over 1,000 yards, and it was last season.
20 rushing, yes, 24th per game. But he's always been a factor in the receiving game as well. Anyway, that was 24th.
Wait, who knows if that will happen in Chicago now?
Yeah, with only 6 touchdowns last year, 5 rushing, 1 receiving. And we really have got to get into Barkley. Okay, after this, we're going to talk about Barkley to the Eagles. So anyway, your thoughts on Swift? Would you rather have Swift or? Oh, Swift or Pollard, I guess.
Pollard.
I have him back to back. I think I'm going to take Pollard as long as Fields is the quarterback. And if it's Caleb Williams, same thing.
Okay, let's go to Barkley.
We're just ditching Swift.
No, we should. Okay, fine.
Roshan's a loser. Khalil Herbert's a loser.
Yeah.
Until Swift, if he gets hurt, they'll be back in our lives.
It's an interesting signing. I mean, both Swift has had some great metrics, but Herbert's actually had better metrics than Swift. And Swift, for whatever
reason.
You wonder
if they try to trade one of them, just, you know, get a 6th or 7th round pick out of it.
Yeah, we kind of, I mean, I think the thinking might be a little bit different now on Swift. He was never a workhorse, never capable of it, and he really held up nicely last year. So it's funny. I mean, I feel like Philadelphia offensive line might be so good that it helps these guys. They get so many yards before contact. But, yeah, I mean, Herbert's had a really good career too. So it's not going to be a it sucks. It's not ideal. But Barkley to the Eagles. So on one hand, you got the quarterback stealing all those touchdowns. On the other hand, you just have a much better offense. I mean, Barkley had 6 carries inside the 5-yard line last year. 6. He'll have more than that. Even if Jalen Hurts is vulturing touchdowns, they're going to have so many more opportunities. How much does he have left in the tank? I don't know. But what do you guys think the chances of Saquon Barkley being first round, being a top 5 running back are?
By the end of the season, he's not going to draft it that way.
No, by the end of the season.
I mean, look, this is the biggest investment they've made in a running back. I'm trying to think, maybe in the Howie Roseman era. You know, I mean, they made the trade for Jay Ajayi, you know, in the first Super Bowl. And, you know, Miles Sanders was a draft pick, so they didn't have to pay him very much. They let him go when it was time to pay him. Swift was a cheap addition via trade last year, and they didn't pay him. And so this is kind of a, you know, deviation from what they've been doing. So you wonder if with Kelce retiring, is the tush push still in play to the same level? I would be surprised if it completely goes away because it's been so successful, but now they have a little bit of a different running back there. And again, you know, the other part of this is the role in the passing game, because we just haven't seen that from Jalen Hurts. Well, is that what maybe Kellen Moore brings to the table and helps in that regard in terms of featuring Barkley a little bit more in that arena as well? So I still think he's a very safe pick as long as you count on him staying healthy at his age and injury concerns. But after Jacobs, again, going back to that same group of guys that we mentioned before, you know, I would take him ahead of Pacheco. I would take him ahead of Rashad White. I would take him ahead of James Cook. I think, you know, still, like you said, great offensive line and just better offense for him in general. So as long as his passing game numbers don't crater, he should still be a very good fantasy option.
When's the last time Philadelphia had a running back with 50 or more catches?
Miles Sanders, first or second season.
So it's been a little while.
That's not with Jalen Hurts, right?
Right.
Correct. Yeah. So that makes me nervous. The age makes me nervous, but I'm willing to overlook it for a talent like Saquon Barkley. What happens when they get inside the 5, especially the 2 and the 1? That makes me nervous because, like, the one thing that they've been able to consistently do is push that tush. And Hurts has done amazingly well with it. I think it's valid if Kelce's retired, are they still as effective doing it? I don't know if we're going to get the answer to that question until the season starts. But I think he's there to take a lot of pressure off the quarterback. I think he's there to be an effective component of the offense. They paid what they had to pay to get him. And, I think he could I'm a little worried about, like, 12 touchdowns. But 1,400 total yards, I think he's in that range. I think he can be pretty good.
All right, I'm going to give the Barkley case. I'm going to get everybody fired up for Saquon Barkley. If you're not fired up for Saquon Barkley, get ready. Get some water to pour on you because you're going to get fired up right now. Okay, you do have Miles Sanders in 2022 who had 11 rushing touchdowns as an Eagle. Last year, you had only 5 from DeAndre Swift, but there were 5 or 6 times that he was down at the 1-yard line, and that was followed by a tush push on every single time. So he was very close. He was very unlucky. And meanwhile, if you just look at just take away Jalen Hurts' carries inside the 5-yard line and just look at the Eagles' running back carries inside the 5-yard line, they're pretty much blowing away what Saquon Barkley's done over the last 3 seasons. If not blowing away, they're at least equaling or bettering, right? So they're just going to score so many points than what this pathetic Giants team has done. The Giants were solid in 2022, but they weren't the Eagles. There's just going to be so many more opportunities for points. Meanwhile, Barkley looks like a pretty inefficient running back lately. 2 of the last 3 years, he's been under 4 yards per carry. I still see him with flashes where he is really good. He can run away from people. And this, look, maybe if Kelce's absence is a huge deal, that could be the case. But they're bringing back 4 of 5 linemen. They are going to create opportunities for Saquon Barkley, and he is going to bounce back. He's getting up there in age. This might be his last great year. And I would say he hasn't really had a great year, a truly great year since his rookie season. But this might be the second best year of his career. I think he could be freaking awesome.
End of year 2 when he came back from the injury.
No, the first year back from the injury was terrible. It was 2022, his second year back from the injury that was good. But it wasn't...
That was after the ACL?
Yeah, his first year back from the ACL, he was...
I'm talking about the end of the ankle injury.
Oh, the end of that year. Yeah, he was good. Yeah. But overall, as a full season, it wasn't, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing you made a strong case for it. It's again, what will his role be in the passing game? Because that will take him from good to elite. Can he get 40 catches?
40. That's what I was going to throw out because I think Swift had 39 last year.
Okay, so 40 is well within reach. Can he get to 50? Because he's a better pass catcher than Swift.
I don't think so. And then I don't know how you guys feel, but we should probably talk about it. Does he affect everyone else on the team? I mean, is this a sign? This is a warning sign for Jalen Hurts.
Well, for Jalen Hurts, I don't think it's ever a bad thing to put good players around you. You know, so does it take away a couple of rushing touchdowns? Yeah, probably, but maybe helps in terms of the passing game if they do use him in that role, and takes a little bit of the beating that Jalen Hurts takes away. Takes a little bit off of, you know, him having to take some of those hits. I think, you know, it's a little bit of a downgrade, I think, to the pass catchers because, again, of what his potential role could be. So, you know, if you're comparing maybe A.J. Brown to Amon-Ra St. Brown and Puka Nacua and some of those other guys after the top three or four, then maybe you put him behind those guys if you're concerned. And again, to your question earlier about Devontae Smith, I'll take Drake London over him because I think there's more upside for him, and I'll take Waddle and T. Higgins over him depending on where Higgins plays. But I don't think Hurts is in a downgrade with Kellen Moore as the offense coordinator and now the addition of Saquon Barkley. So just another, you know, better player on the field. So I'm perfectly fine with Hurts still as QB2.
Didn't Hurts play through an injury last year? I don't know if we were told about it, but I think
he was playing with a knee brace on.
Yeah. Maybe this move, and the light bulb kind of went off over my head when you were talking, Jamie. Maybe this move is being done to protect Hurts and to give the Eagles another option, take some work off of Hurts. And that makes sense. So I'm going to ask this question. What are the odds that both of these guys, we can expect Hurts to see fewer rushing touchdowns if Saquon's there and healthy. What are the odds that both of them have 10 rushing touchdowns in 2024?
Saquon and who?
And Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Both have 10?
10.
35%. It happened 2 years ago with Sanders and Hurts.
Hurts was how many touchdowns last year?
15 or 16.
He had like 15. How many did he have the year when Sanders had 11?
10 and 10 is easy to see.
He had like 13 that year.
Okay.
Something like that. So
maybe they go back in that direction.
Yeah.
And maybe they just try and take some of that wear and tear off of their quarterback. They need that guy. And so if they're going to do that, that does mean more carries, fewer passes, or more passes to the running back. But we haven't seen that in the Jalen Hurts era very much.
Yeah, I'll say, and if you're curious, what would happen to Jalen Hurts? I took away 2 fantasy points per game from him for each of the last 3 seasons to see where he would finish. And that, to me, that is 6 rushing touchdowns over the course of a season. So it's kind of a weird exercise. It's not like he's going to put up the same exact stats. And we probably shouldn't even look at 3 years ago. That was before the A.J. Brown trade. If he lost 6 rushing touchdowns per season, that's basically 2 fantasy points per game. In 4-point per passing touchdown leagues over the last 3 years, Jalen Hurts would have gone from per game, QB7 to QB10, QB1 to QB3, and QB2 to QB4. In 6-point per passing touchdown leagues, he would have gone from 7 to 12, from QB1 to QB3, and from QB2 to QB5. So it's a kind of a big deal, but
that's also not factoring in whatever he gets from Saquon as a pass catcher.
It's true. I was just giving him basically his exact same numbers minus 6 rushing touchdowns each year because that would still be a ton of rushing touchdowns. He's the only quarterback who's ever had consecutive years with double-digit rushing touchdowns, and he's done it 3 years in a row. Hate to interrupt the momentum here. I got to take another break here. The Eagles also made a big splash on defense. So did the Vikings. We'll talk about those signings. Who am I missing with the Packers? Oh, Xavier McKinney, right. Will you just stop picking
another Giants?
Stop picking on the Giants, please, for God's sake. I guess.
And the Bengals. It's been a very interesting day for interdivision moves.
Who'd the Bengals get?
Geno Stone.
Yeah, right. Safety from the Ravens, yes.
Hmm?
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this break on Fantasy Football Today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Don't forget about our bracket challenge. You can win a spot in the podcast league if you win the bracket challenge. Hooray. Gardner Minshew to the Raiders. This is pretty interesting. He's been pretty good for receivers. Great year from DJ Chark. Great year for Michael Pittman, filled in admirably in two games, you know, for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith a couple of years ago with the Eagles. So if Devontae Adams is still on the Raiders and Gardner Minshew is his starting quarterback, Jamie, what would that mean for Adams? Would you take him as a top 30 pick?
No.
Dave?
Just inside my top 30.
Okay. Am I wrong for liking Minshew for Adams? The one thing he doesn't do is throw a lot of touchdowns, but he'll target the hell out of Adams, I think.
Yeah,
this offense, Gardner Minshew lost Josh Jacobs, so we're talking about Zamir White, who's a big winner, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, Minshew and Zamir White are the new quarterback / running back for the Raiders. Like, this feels could be potentially awful for Devontae Adams.
I don't think he's got a shot to reach the upside that, like, what did he do last year, Devontae Adams? He was at 15.6 PPR points per game, 16.3 PPR points per game after McDaniels got fired. Most of that was with Aiden O'Connell. It wouldn't surprise me if O'Connell and Minshew were maybe close statistically in some categories. I hate that these are his quarterbacks, but I like that Pittman averaged 10.1 targets per game with Minshew, 16.5 PPR points per game, 9.3 non-PPR points per game. I kind of have the feeling that Adams will come in a little under there.
We just see the Jaguars just signed, or will sign, Devin Duvernay, a wide receiver, 2 years, $12.5 million. And does that matter? No, but what does that mean what does it mean for Calvin Ridley, though? Now they've signed Gabe Davis and they've just spent $6 million a year.
It always kind of felt like they were moving on from Ridley because of the compensation they had to give to Atlanta. So,
well, but they've got to give it anyway.
Yeah, they've
got
to give it anyway.
A round pick either way.
No, but it was going to be a second round pick if they signed
him. If they sign him on the 11th or before the league new year starts. Once it's the 13th, it's a third round pick.
Right.
It's still a third round pick, I'm saying.
And we potentially have Christian Kirk as a big winner. We'll see what happens there. All right, so Devontae Adams we talked about.
Let's see
other news. Evan Ingram, yeah. We got Barkley to the Eagles, Jacobs to the Packers, Pollard to the Titans.
Jack Jones to Gabe Davis is the new Montana to Rice.
DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Chargers signing Gus Edwards, Jamie.
I hope that's not all that they do with their backfield, but reuniting him with Greg Roman, you know, so those two were in Baltimore together. And he's going to be a factor, you know, so I know we're hoping, you know, rookie, maybe Corum, you know, just to tie in the Michigan scenario with Jim Harbaugh, excuse me. But I hope somebody else joins him in the backfield. If he's going to be the lead running back, it's going to be gross. You know, he'll score touchdowns and he'll be probably 5 yards per carry like he always is, but no work in the passing game whatsoever, and just doesn't feel like this is the type of answer for a run-centric system that we're looking for.
Gibson to the Patriots. You know, Brian Robinson played one game without Antonio Gibson last year, and he had 7 catches. We'll say I'm in the command.
I'm very excited about him next year.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, Anthony Lynn, now the running back coordinator there, running backs coach there, he's done very well with the running backs that he's worked with, just coming from San Francisco. Not that he needed to do much with Christian McCaffrey, but it's a pretty good track record for where he's been. You mentioned it, the time that Gibson hasn't played there. Now, if Eckler goes in, I think Josina Anderson, right, said that Washington's in on Eckler, that would, you know, considerably crush Robinson's opportunity, maybe across the board, but certainly as a pass catcher. So you have to keep an eye on that. But if he's, you know, dealing with not necessarily the most significant second running back, Robinson was a big winner for me, would be a big winner for me.
And Devin Singletary to the Giants. Is there any chance Devin Singletary could be this year's Rashad White?
I mean, there's certainly a chance, but I think Devin Singletary will be this year's Devin Singletary. Goes to a new team and, you know, gives you some decent production, but it doesn't feel like he's going to set the world on fire. And obviously has never done that before, despite leading his team in rushing 5 years in a row. He's just been, you know, okay in some pretty excellent opportunities.
He's solid. He's a solid player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13.4 PPR points per game last year when he took over in Houston.
That's not bad for
him. I don't know if he can get that. I don't even know if he can get to like 11 PPR points with the Giants. I don't think he'll be alone. Like, he was the main back in Houston. They had no one else.
They're going to be
maybe
horrible.
He's like a placeholder or 1B back to start the year. With
here's a good one: Zamir White or Devin Singletary.
Oh, Zamir White.
If Zamir's the lead guy in Las Vegas, I'm going with Zamir White.
Yeah, well, Zamir White. If Zamir White, look, we got to figure they're going to add someone, right? But let's just have fun with it. If Zamir White were the lead running back in Las Vegas, Zamir White or Tony Pollard?
Might be White.
Zamir White.
It's interesting for Pollard. I mean, I was really looking for, I wanted him to go back to Dallas. I'm hoping for a bounce back for him, like a healthy off season. He can show what he's capable of. But Tajay Spears kind of reminds me of Tony Pollard. I really like both those guys. Spears was so efficient. He had 50 catches last year. I don't know. Did I say it on the show with you guys or was it on Beyond the Box Score? I think it was with you guys. Like, did they make a mistake in riding Derrick Henry, you know, too long and not going with the obviously better back last year? Is that talking about that with you?
I don't think so.
They were like too loyal. I compared it. It's funny. I compared it to Zeke and Pollard from 2022. I really thought the Cowboys shot themselves in the foot by giving Zeke too much work and not letting Tony Pollard be the guy. And then I feel like the Titans did the same thing last year with their running backs.
How much of that though was once the season was over, it was just kind of like the farewell tour for Derrick Henry?
I guess so.
Like, but when they're out of playoff contention.
Yeah, but it was the whole season. It was like that. But yes, I mean, I suppose so. Yeah. But I was hoping for both Spears and Pollard to not be on the same team.
Yeah.
To put it that way. All right. That's pretty much it. Gabe Davis, hooray. Colby Parkinson to the Rams, 3 years, $22.5 million, 15.5 guaranteed.
A lot of money for
it's
him.
An annoying sign, to be honest. Like, I wanted to see Davis Allen get an opportunity without Tyler Higbee there.
And is Noah Fant the last tight end left standing for the Seahawks right now?
No, he's a free agent.
So did they cut Disley? Do they have no tight end?
Yes, they cut Disley. Parkinson's gone. Fant's a free agent.
Right.
Dude, does it matter? They use like 6 different guys anyway.
What pick do they have?
20-ish?
They're too far down to get
Bowers.
Oh, and that's what they need. Let's give them Brock Bowers on top of Metcalf, 16. Lockett, and JSN.
I'm just trying to, you know, see if there's any potential of them making that move.
They're 16th. All right, offensive line. So the Giants.
A lot of guards moving to.
Yeah, the Giants get one of them, the worst one. John Runyon to the Giants. He's former Packers lineman. 3-year, $30 million deal. Then two bigger ones. Jonah Jackson going from Detroit to the Rams. And Robert Hunt going from the Dolphins to the Panthers, and they desperately need help. Am I missing anything? Those were the two big ones, Jonah Jackson and Robert Hunt.
Last guy re-signed with Detroit.
Right. Cushenberry to the Titans.
Right, we mentioned that one. I think that's good for Tennessee.
Yep.
Okay. Well, great.
No, that Rams offensive line could be incredibly good next year.
Yep.
Great for Stafford, great for Kyron Williams.
And Christian Wilkins, huge.
Oh, yeah, I like that one too for the Raiders.
Right. On defense, the Raiders get Christian Wilkins, former Dolphins defensive tackle. The Dolphins lost a lot on their defense. The Commanders are signing former Cowboys defensive end Dorrance Armstrong. Denver signing former Dolphins safety Brandon Jones. Cardinals signing...
Leonard Floyd just went to the 49ers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Former Raiders defensive tackle Bilal Nichols is going to the Cardinals. Packers with a big splash signing Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, safety for the Giants. It seemed pretty affordable. I don't know what they're doing. And then the Vikings. Wow. Jonathan Greenard and Blake Cashman from the Texans, an edge rusher and a linebacker. And then Andrew Van Ginkel. If you watched any Dolphins games, he always made plays. It was a lot of fun. Andrew Van Ginkel going to the Vikings. So they've been active. And then the Eagles getting Bryce Huff from the Jets, pass rusher Bryce Huff, who is a guy who didn't play that much, but when he played was fantastic. So that should help the Eagles up front. That's it. That's all I got. All right. Basically everyone signed. That'll be our last show of the week. Let's see where Henry and Eckler and Ridley, and maybe there'll be a trade. Aaron Jones, looking forward to a Justin Fields trade. Get things going here.
Where does he go?
Where do you want to see him go?
I mean, I was hoping for Atlanta. That's out of the mix. Mm-hmm. It'd be great if he went to Minnesota just to see, but they're not going to do it unless Minnesota really goes nuts and overpays.
So who still needs a quarterback? Denver, Minnesota, New England, Washington.
You have got to start. Yes, you have got to put the Giants on this list.
Okay, so if that's the list.
He said the Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah. The Raiders make sense, but they just got Minshew.
Yeah, but it was 2 years, $25 million. It's not like it's – that's backup money.
I guess. They'd still have to pay Fields and pick up his option next year if they take him. I'd be surprised if the Raiders were the team. And the Vikings will have to pay through the nose. They're in the same division. But if they're the only team stepping up for Fields – I don't know. Chicago's in a tough spot now. Unless
there's a mystery team, like Seattle, for example.
Sure. The old mystery team. Mm-hmm. Or Chicago keeps Fields, drafts Marvin Harrison, improves the O-line a little bit more.
Thomas Schaefer,
pretty interesting offense.
Is asking, when was the last divisional quarterback trade? McNabb to Washington? ? I don't know.
Was that a trade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a trade.
Divisional quarterback trade. Does that include draft pick trades too?
What do you mean?
You mean like picks for picks and then one of the teams drafts a quarterback?
No,
I would say no.
No. It's a good question, Schaefer. Stumped us. I saw Schaefer's Facebook profile, by the way. It was recommended that I friend request him. I didn't. But short hair. Short hair, which is weird. I'd never seen him with short hair. Very funny caption on one of his pictures too. He's a funny guy. We need more shit.
You didn't friend him, but you stalked him.
I did, yeah. I did. I looked at every picture I could. Yeah. Yeah. All right, thanks everybody. That's it. That's a wrap. We'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.